Weak Tories must go. General election now. Ian Dalton, Socialist Party National Committee yet again, another outsourcing company faces collapse. The latest one is Interserve. It's been just over a year since construction giant Carillion's collapse. And we are still picking up the debts, estimated at over £150 million. One third of this, £50 million, will be scooped by accountants PwC, a special manager in the winding up process, despite PwC having been an advisor to Carillion. It's yet another burden heaped upon the shoulders of working class people after years of rip-off private finance initiative privatizations by successive governments. On top of this, we have also endured savage austerity cuts to public services, the indignities of universal credit, low pay, and all the other miseries of decaying capitalism. This is the backdrop to the meaningful vote on Brexit taking place in Parliament as the socialist goes to print, which seems set to plunge the Tories into even more chaos. Capitalist journal The Economist commented, as so often, this AMA is in trouble. The Prime Minister is barely in control of her cabinet, let alone her MPs or her party. She is set to lose a second vote on her Brexit deal, and be forced to seek an extension of the 29th of March deadline. But we can't afford to just wait for the Tories to implode over Brexit. They need to be driven out of power, before they do more damage to our communities. It is this opportunity to lead a struggle against all the misery imposed by a decade of austerity that lies before Jeremy Corbyn now. But to take up this mantle, he needs urgently to end his attempts to placate the defenders of these policies within his own party, the Blairites. Workers struggles its Blairite-run councils like Birmingham, that have been doing the Tories' dirty work, provoking strikes by bin workers and home care workers. Corbyn should be standing shoulder to shoulder with these workers, fighting back against pay cuts and austerity, and with those facing threats to their jobs, such as at Honda Swindon, where the trade unions have now called a demonstration to defend jobs. On a national scale, along with the trade union leaders, Corbyn should be mobilizing the working class to topple this government and force a general election. Such an election would give the opportunity to come out fighting with an alternative vision to the Tories' endless austerity, and to make the socialist case for a Brexit that puts the working class, not the interests of the bosses, first.